Welcome to Dolphin Stadium in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Pagan. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Francoeur. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Omir Santos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Anderson Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Figueroa. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nelson Figueroa. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Ross Glode. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Baker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sean West. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Sean West. And now, play ball. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francoeur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Francoeur reaches second base with a double. Castillo moves to third. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Figueroa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glode hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uggla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glode settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Figueroa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla hits a fly ball into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Nelson Figueroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glode scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Figueroa for the out. 1 out. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ugla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. West fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hermida hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first, with Figueroa covering, for the out. 1 out. Sean West is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. West strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Coughlin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sheffield. Coughlin reaches second base with a double. Ross Glode batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Glode is 0-for-1 in the game. Glode hits a fly ball into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ugla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Francoeur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francoeur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermida. Francoeur reaches second base with a double. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francoeur scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santos is 0-for-1 in the game. Santos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tatis moves to second. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cantu is 0-for-1 in the game. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy juggles the ball. That's an error on Murphy. Ramirez moves to third. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uggla is 0 for 1 in the game. Uggla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to second for the out. Ramirez scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Marlins, 1. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Castillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Nelson Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Figueroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Figueroa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Pagan. The throw from Baker and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francoeur is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Francoeur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glode settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hermida is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermida hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sean West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West bunts towards first. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first, with Castillo covering, for the out. Hermida moves to second. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coughlin hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glode is 0 for 2 in the game. Glode hits a line drive beyond short. Hernandez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hermida scores. It's 2-1, Marlins. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uggla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santos hits a line drive into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Evans pinch hits for Nelson Figueroa. Nick Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Sean Green now pitching. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cantu is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Cantu moves to second. Dan Uggla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uggla is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Uggla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to third. Uggla moves to second. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hermita is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermita strikes out. Two outs. Ronnie Paulino pinch hits for Sean West. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Sanchez now pitching. Ronnie Paulino now catching. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Paulino and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Castillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Uggla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Reed pinch runs for Gary Sheffield. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reed moves to second. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francoeur is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Francoeur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uggla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Reed now playing left field. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Gloed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gloed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gloed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Gloed moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cantu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cantu is walked intentionally. Wes Helms pinch hits for Brian Sanchez. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Jorge Cantu now playing first base. Wes Helms now playing third base. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tatis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tatis strikes out. One out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santos hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Fernando Tatis now playing first base. Francisco Rodriguez now pitching. Wilson Valdez now playing third base. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ugla is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross strikes out. One out. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hermida is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermida strikes out. Two outs. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Ugla. The throw from Santos and he is out, Castillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Nunez now pitching. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Sullivan pinch hits for Wilson Valdez. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagan for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Dolphin Stadium in Miami.